Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota for being our ongoing title sponsor. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please reintroduce yourself to everybody at home?
Hey guys, I'm Renee Manners.
There you go. Now, in the past, you have been here for a few different hats that you wear, but I saw recently online that you have a new hat that you've decided to put on. What's that about?
Yeah, I'm working for the Kidney Foundation.
Okay.
Really exciting for Fort McMurray. They've decided to plant some roots here in our community.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it's a big deal for us and anybody that's dealing with kidney disease and our surrounding areas. So.
Yeah, yeah. And bringing awareness and funds and just being an advocate for that. It's always good to have, like, boots on the ground, especially with somebody that the community knows.
Yeah.
Who can, like, you have that built-in kind of... The people in this community know who you are. And so now you can amplify, use your audience to tell us about the kidney walk.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. It just kind of came out of nowhere. I seen the job on Indeed.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, are you creative? Are you, you know, do you have a big heart? Sort of, I'm paraphrasing, but I saw it and I thought, oh, I think this could be really good for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then we ended up interviewing via Skype because this is kind of a hybrid new position, planting someone in Fort McMurray. And it was a fit. And I went straight to Edmonton. Basically, I jumped in my truck and drove to Edmonton. And I did the kidney walk in Edmonton at the beginning of June.
Yeah.
And it's been... And then I came back and we did our kidney walk here in Fort McMurray, and that was a really cool experience.
Yeah.
And it's just been super interesting to learn all about. Like, I didn't have any experience with kidney anything really.
Yeah,
I didn't even know where they were.
That's right.
They're back here, by the way. If you didn't know.
Yeah.
You have two.
The only reason I know that is because when I was a kid growing up, boys being boys would do like. Try to hurt each other.
Yeah.
And so you'd be like, oh, I'm going to give you a kidney punch. Mm-hmm. And then, like, it'd be in.
Yeah.
Like, oh, and it hurts.
Yep.
It's nice.
Or, like, UFC, like, they'll be if you get hit too much in your back, they'll.
Yeah.
Because kidney health is really serious.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't, unless you have somebody in it, a lot of people don't know about it.
Yeah.
But it's 1 in 10
in
Canada that are affected by kidney disease.
It's a big thing. My grandmother, God bless, actually had kidney issues, and that's like, she lived a long, healthy life, but that was a big component of like what deteriorated with her was kidney disease.
Yeah, it's so, pretty incredible what they do. They filter our blood. For those of you that don't know, I'm just learning. I'm brand new to the job, and I'm learning so much, like all of our information that we have.
Yeah.
But the Kidney Foundation is responsible for supporting people that are going through kidney disease, and our kidneys are responsible for filtering our blood and managing our fluids. This is not medical information. This is just the information that I've picked up so far. I'm still learning, but we have tons of resources for better information.
Yeah.
If those shut down, they're saying that it's the third most important organ, because if your kidneys shut down, you need your kidneys to live.
That's right. 100% you do.
We have a lot of incredible technology. The Kidney Foundation is responsible for a ton of research aside from supporting people with kidney disease.
Mm-hmm.
Research that made it possible to create machines that put you on dialysis. So that's a machine that cleans your blood.
That's right.
So, yeah. So pretty incredible. Yeah. In Fort McMurray, we have a very small renal unit here at our hospital, and that's where people will go for dialysis and things like that. And mm-hmm. then we also support all our surrounding communities.
Right.
So it's a big deal that they've decided to yeah. branch out to Fort McMurray, because yeah. I'm new and it's just beginning, but as the ball gets rolling, we'll have a lot more awareness, a lot more education, yeah. a lot more resources,
right.
and we'll be able to support the Kidney Foundation that supports Fort McMurray mm-hmm. and all of our,
yeah.
and all of our, because Kidney Foundation is Canada-wide, so,
that's right.
yeah. so it's
so all of,
a
like,
big
all of Wood Buffalo.
Yeah.
So everything that falls within that region
yeah,
for you
so,
in your role.
So the branch that I'm under is Northern Alberta and the Territories. So
oh,
that
wow.
Yeah, so it's a pretty big reach, and it's incredible. Like, there's so much stuff that they do. Like, you can go on kidney.ca if you would like to check out the information, but just like things, you know, we have programs where we support people financially, certain ways that are going, that because dialysis is, from what I know, every second day for about 4 to 7 hours of your day that you have to be hooked up to the machine.
Yeah.
And like, some people can do a dialysis at home. So
right.
there's programs that support, you know, your bills, because your water
yeah.
and your electricity goes up like crazy.
Right.
Then you're able to kind of keep your job a
yeah.
little bit more, things like that.
Yeah,
so
fantastic.
Tons of support with the Kidney Foundation.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, you saying all this, it's my favorite part about the show, is like, I wouldn't know this. And I think a lot of people are within the same boat. Like, you live in your bubble and you know what you know, and you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
And so if you're dealing with kidney-based issues and you're in it, you know.
Yeah.
But like
exactly.
leading up to, you have no idea. And if you find yourself in a position where you are like having some issues with your kidney,
yeah.
it's nice to have some background information ahead of time. Yeah. So like, you're like, oh, I'm dealing with this stuff. There are resources for me to actually like utilize.
Yeah.
Versus like, when you're going through health-based issues, like, you're not really like, let me walk around and look for some pamphlets or like go online. Like, you're like, I'm just trying to like survive right mm-hmm. now. So like, raising awareness and like letting people know, like, that's crucial, especially in like our community, right?
Yep. And a lot of people, like, kidney disease or kidney issues comes out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Usually you don't have symptoms until some serious stuff is going on.
That's right.
So it's kind of hits you, and there's like a lot of emotional
mm-hmm.
Turmoil that you can go through. So
yeah.
there's programs, there's like a program called Kidney 101.
Yeah.
I hope I'm getting this right. Don't quote me.
Yeah.
There's two programs. One is an online forum where you can
yeah.
kind of go in and talk to anybody that's been dealing with kidney stuff, and you can get information.
Right.
And then there's also Kidney One-on-One, where you can connect with somebody else who's been in the same shoes as you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So,
that's
and
great.
Then once you start opening that book, like, I kind of thought, oh, is this a good job for me? Because I don't have any kidney issues, but one thing that really touched my heart is that when we support people, you know, like, you can get, we have programs that will give you gas cards so you can get to your appointments and stuff like that. They'll handwrite the cards and say, like, you know, and so it really does come to like boots on the ground of like, I don't know about you, but anytime that I've been through a hard time, it's helped me get through it just knowing that people are around.
That's right.
And just to have that like extra somebody on the other side of this handwritten card supporting you,
yeah.
that can go so far. So those
yeah.
kinds of things, I thought, okay, I can get behind this if that's what's part of it, you
yeah.
know, like building
yeah.
those relationships and just offering help. I just recently spoke to a mom
mm-hmm.
that I know, I knew her son, and they were struggling. He was having some issues and they didn't know what was going on, and they were back and forth to the Stollery a bunch, and they were trying to figure out what was going on with him, and they realized after a lot of testing and stuff that it was kidney related
yeah.
issues.
Right.
And we chatted, and, you know, she doesn't know anybody, she's never been through it before, she didn't know about the Kidney Foundation. And one of the things that we touched on is, you know, aside from dealing with all that stuff, she's also got to live a regular life. She's a mom of two.
Yeah.
One of the harder things for her is feeding him the right foods.
Right.
Because when you have kidney issues, there's a lot of stuff that you're not allowed to consume or different things.
Oh.
You have to monitor your fluids because your kidneys are responsible for
yeah.
monitoring or like your fluids.
Yeah, the flush out, yeah.
Yeah, so if they're not functioning properly, you have to watch what you're consuming. And she was talking about how hard it is to give him the right things as a kid.
Yeah.
And the Kidney Foundation also offers a community kitchen where you can go in and find recipes. And so just that kind of, like, stuff you wouldn't even think, right?
Yeah.
Like, and so it's been very eye-opening.
Yeah,
I'm just
no
learning. There's so much information.
Yeah.
But it's, you know.
Yeah. Very cool. Listen, before we continue this conversation, we need to throw to an ad. So we're going to throw to Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
And we are back. So with all this information that people can go, like you've mentioned, they can go online and they can like research it. You have
mm-hmm.
pamphlets.
Mm-hmm.
But what are some things in the future that you're going to be doing to like raise awareness? Are there any, like you just did the walk.
Yep. So
and
we
you were
just
telling
did
me
the
there's like
walk.
A...
Yeah.
Somebody want a helicopter ride?
Yeah. So I just like jumped right in. We had our kidney walk right at the end of June. The date was predetermined. So we, you know, like did what we could with the time that we had.
Yeah.
And next year is going to be like... incredible.
But okay.
I was really impressed with who showed up for our walk this year. Like,
yeah.
We managed to get together a little crew.
Yeah.
And Canadian Helicopters donated a helicopter ride for us.
There we go.
To help motivate people that want to donate.
Yeah.
And Microtel Inn and Suites also hooked us up with a couple of hotel rooms. We had the executive director and our programs manager come to our region, which is exciting. You know,
yeah.
I always love when people come to Fort McMurray because I love to show off how awesome it is, and people have a we get misrepresented sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
So I like to show them just how beautiful it is.
Yeah.
So we got a helicopter ride, and we're going to close the draw on July 28th.
Okay.
2023. When you're watching this,
yeah,
maybe
so,
it's 2025 right
yeah.
now, and you're watching this and
that's
just
right.
going through
it's
the,
already gone.
All the.
Yeah. Yeah.
Videos of
yeah.
Fort McMurray.
We're a lot older.
Yeah.
Potentially with somebody's watching this video.
So yeah. if you're watching this before July 28th,
yeah.
If you donate $100 to the Kidney Foundation on our kidney walk, on so you go to kidney.ca, you find Fort McMurray, you can donate to our group if you want. It's called Just Kidneying.
Okay.
But there's a bunch of different kidney people, like you'll see when you go on there. If you donate $100, you get enter the draw to win the helicopter ride, which
very
is pretty cool.
Cool
of Canadian Helicopters to give us that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just with like such a short amount of time, we already had so many people being so generous. You know, a lot of people are donating.
Yeah.
We had Colin Hardigan throw in $700 to push mm-hmm. us up over. Well, now we're trying to get ahead of Yellowknife.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
work our way up.
That's awesome.
I know what Fort Mac can do, so
yeah.
I'm excited about where this
get
could
out
go.
And donate. So this will air before the 28th. So... if you're watching, throw
yeah,
some money in.
Yeah, and also like this is just the beginning, so there's going to be lots of events that we'll be putting on that'll help generate those funds, and then those funds go towards our programs and support our own community members and those around. And it stays in our branch.
There you go.
So some of the funds that we generate goes to national towards research,
mm-hmm.
but the majority of it stays in our branch. So
yeah.
it's. Northern Alberta and the territories.
Very cool.
But up to this point, they've been supporting Fort McMurray.
Yeah.
Like without.
Mm-hmm. Without boots on the ground via satellite.
Boots on the ground. Yeah. So it's exciting to be able to add to that pot and give back, and also like just they're giving me an opportunity to make our community better by putting on events that can like raise awareness. And I'm looking at a comedy show maybe coming mm-hmm. up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's some ideas. If you guys have ideas, let me know
yeah.
what you would like to attend, what Fort McMurray is missing. So,
yeah, nice.
I'm all ears.
There you go. Well, listen, we're out of time. I don't have Tanner telling me, so I've been, like, glancing.
Watching
so.
Your Okay.
So, but before I cut you loose, you got a shameless shout out or plug. You've kind of done it, but like you can step it up a little bit more. You got the mic, the camera, lights.
Oh, for the, okay. I just want to let everybody know that the Kidney Foundation is in Fort McMurray now. Super exciting. Keep your eyes and ears out for events that we're going to be having and help me support a foundation that's supporting us and the people that are here in Fort McMurray in our very own community that's affected by this disease. And take a look at kidney.ca to check out our resources.
That's
don't
nice
call me, but like,
yeah.
You know,
messenger.
Reach out to me.
Messenger.
I'll help if I can.
Awesome. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for tuning in. It means the world to me. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Thank you both for your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.